Thank the Lord for His blessings this morning, and as we begin the Word, Brother Chuck used to tell us not to apologize for the Word. And I'm not apologizing for the Word or for the message, but I will acknowledge this morning I feel very inadequate to express the burden that the Lord put on my heart. So if you can look beyond my expression this morning and get the message, because that's what's important. And I've just been asking the Lord after He gave me the message, I've just been, in my mind, there's been so many things, I've just been praying the Lord would help to come out this morning what He would, that would be a help and an inspiration for us. Written on the board, one sacrifice, and I will just say that the title that the Lord had, that I had had to begin with was one thing. So if you can just keep in mind one thing or one sacrifice. I'd like to begin over in Mark in the 12th chapter, a very familiar story, an instance that happened in the 12th chapter of Mark, beginning with verse 41. It said Jesus sat over against the treasury. In other words, He sat by the box in the temple where people came and put their offerings in. Or, if you will allow a little freedom, where they put their sacrifices in. They came to make their offering to the Lord, and Jesus sat against the treasury, and He beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. Or for our purposes today, it makes one farthing. And He called unto them His disciples and said, Verily I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all of her living. That's a beautiful story of sacrifice. It's a beautiful story of the sacrifice that God looked down, and as Brother Cook would say, I believe she got a star in her crown for that one. When we give of our abundance, or we give of ourself and we didn't need it anyway, it's not really a sacrifice. If I had $1 million and I gave someone $10,000, I mean, they might like it, but you know, it really wouldn't be a sacrifice for me because I got $1 million and I just gave you a little percent of it. This woman came and she had two mites, but she had one farthing. She made a sacrifice and it hurt. Sacrifice is when we give when it hurts. Sacrifice is not about giving of our abundance. It's giving when I would have rather in the flesh held on to it. But sacrifice is when we give, or, and it's not just money, understand, but when we give of ourselves, when we give something that hurts, that in the flesh I would rather hold on to, but when we let go of it, and give it to the Lord, or give it up because of God, that's a sacrifice. We are entering a new year. I know, what is the date today? It's the 7th. So this, I guess, is the second Sunday, or actually the first Sunday. Yes, 7th. Be the first Sunday of the year. And I was reflecting, I know there's a lot at the beginning of the year people make determinations and resolutions and purposes, and statistically most New Year's resolutions don't get through the first week or the first month. And so I'm not interested this morning in New Year's resolutions, but I also think there's something special about a new year because there's something fresh and new, and maybe there's things that I can change this year that I can be better off for it. So I'm not opposed to those things. But thinking spiritually this morning, I believe from the Spirit of the Lord, He's asking today, if there is just one sacrifice, if there is one thing this morning that we can give to the Lord that maybe we have been holding on to that would bring us into a close relationship with God. This lady gave everything that she had, and I'm not preaching against making two sacrifices. Understand the thought, please. But I was so impressed by the Lord. Is there one thing? Is there one sacrifice? Because, and I thought about Emily's testimony Wednesday, I believe it was Wednesday night, and it's been reflected by others as well. But sometimes we can start feeling a little bit overwhelmed when we maybe look at our life and say, well, I need to change this, and I need to improve this, and I really would like to do better on this part, something in my life, and I'd like to change this habit that I have. Pretty soon that can start being overwhelming. So this morning, for the sake of simplicity, it's really an exhortation, a challenge. I just wonder individually, is there one sacrifice? Is there one thing that I can change in my life? And there is, all right? Lord's been talking to me. Is there one thing that I can say, Lord, I'm going to give this to you because I know that it will bring me into a close relationship with you? This morning, this woman gave of everything that she had. And I think about, and it's not the purpose of the study this morning, but I began to reflect upon in the Old Testament the literal sacrifices that people made. I thought about Abraham's sacrifice of his son Isaac. He was willing and ready to make that sacrifice. He was willing to let go of the most precious thing in his life. The fulfillment of the promise of God was, from your seed, I'm going to create a great nation. Abraham was willing to take the very thing that he felt like God had given to him, and he was willing to put it on the altar. And not only was he willing to put it on the altar, he was willing to tie it down to the altar. Because in the flesh, there's going to be a tendency to want to take it off. He tied the most precious thing that he had on the altar, and he offered it to God as a sacrifice. I wonder if there's any Isaacs in our life this morning. The very things that we feel like God gave this to me, are we willing this year to come and say, Lord, it's one sacrifice, but I'm going to put it on the altar. And then I reflect upon Cain and Abel. Cain and Abel both made a sacrifice to the Lord, and one of them was acceptable and one of them was not. Cain's sacrifice, it said he gave of the fruit of the ground. And I know the Lord was interested in blood sacrifices at the time. But understand that a deeper meaning of that was that Cain gave of the seconds. Cain did not give of the first fruits. He gave of kind of the leftovers. He gave of the fruit of the ground. He didn't give of the best of the harvest. He gave what, here's some of the leftovers are not quite as good a quality of fruit, and I will give that to the Lord. That was an inferior sacrifice. The people that Jesus watched put into the offering, they were giving of their abundance. And although it was measured in a greater way, he knew what it meant in the heart. And he said, this lady that gave one farthing or two mites, that one sacrifice, it was more than them all. And this morning, it's really not wise for me to look in your life or you to look at everybody else's and measure the depth of some of the sacrifices that all of us need to make. Because maybe you could say, oh, that's nothing. I give that every Sunday. And maybe for someone else, putting in their one farthing was everything that they had. So we cannot measure each other's sacrifice. But do you know the Lord knows this morning the sacrifice or that one thing for this year that will make a difference in our lives? If you will turn with me to the book of Mark, we're in the 10th chapter. And before we go on, for the sake of time, you will find taught in the book of Deuteronomy, the 17th chapter in the first verse, as well as multiple other scriptures, that the word taught that when you offer a sacrifice, that it was to be a pure sacrifice. So if you were to bring a lamb and sacrifice it to God, it was to be a lamb without blemish. You don't take the lamb that was lame or blind, but you take the best. The Lord is interested in pure sacrifices this morning. He's not interested in our leftovers. He's not interested in just what doesn't mean as much. But I find in my life, even in serving the Lord, there are some things that might be a sacrifice to you that are not a sacrifice to me. And there are things that are sacrifice to me that to you, it's just, it's not a problem. It's a non-issue. But the Lord is interested in the quality of heart when we offer our sacrifice to the Lord. And although in the Old Testament it was bring a lamb or a dove without blemish, in the New Testament, He was looking at the condition of our heart. It wasn't enough to say, Lord, you can have this if you want. But if it's something that is going to interfere in our relationship with the Lord, I believe the Lord is calling for us today and saying, is there that one sacrifice? Would you not only be willing, but will you do it? And would you give it to me? In Mark, in the 10th chapter, in the 17th verse, there was a young man that came to Jesus. And he came with good motivation. He came running. And he kneeled before Jesus and he said, good master, what shall I do that I might have eternal life? I believe this man was sincere. I believe he wanted to have a close relationship with God. And you know, there's a lot of people that I have that same confidence in this morning that they want to have a good relationship with God. And so he came and he said, what do I need to do? Is there a sacrifice that I need to make that I can have eternal life? And Jesus began, he said, he listed some of the commandments. He said, you know the commandments. Don't commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, and honor thy father and mother. And the young man said, Master, all these I have observed from my youth. And do you know, and I don't say this self-righteously, because I know most, if not all of you could join me, we've done that too. Don't commit adultery, I don't kill, I don't steal, I don't lie, I don't cheat, and I honor my mother and father. We say, in a sense can say, okay, we've met the conditions. But then Jesus went on, and he said, Jesus beholding him loved him. Do you know this morning that anything that the Lord asks for in our life, it's because he loves us. The Lord is not trying to make our life difficult, but He is interested in our spiritual success. And He looked on the young man and He loved him. And He said, there is one thing. And that's where this started. There's one thing. There's one sacrifice that you need to make. And He said, I want you to go and sell everything that you have and give it to the poor. And then come and follow me. Take up the cross and follow me. And it said he was sad at the saying and he went away grieved because he had great possessions. You know, this morning that young man was a good man. And I believe there was a foundation of love that he had for God. But yet there was one thing that was going to eventually, not today, but down the road, there was one thing that was going to eventually hinder his relationship with Christ. And so Jesus said, there's one thing. A lot of times I will make a list of things to do, to work on through the week and through the month. You know, Jesus did not give this young man a list once he recognized that he'd already done all these things. You've kept the commandments. He said, there's one thing. This morning, the Lord does not want you to be overwhelmed. All right? just want to talk to you a little bit in the Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord does not want us to be overwhelmed, but we are facing a new year. And the Spirit of God in His faithfulness will so often come, and He's not going to give us lists, because lists tend to overwhelm. Sometimes I look at lists and say, how can I get this done? I know you get it done one thing at a time. And do you know that's how the Spirit of the Lord usually starts working with us? With one thing. And I just wonder this morning if there is one thing in our lives. Just one thing. One sacrifice that is going to enhance our relationship with God this year. I am not obligated to anybody else in that sacrifice. And you aren't either. But remember, sacrifice is something that hurts. Sacrifice can be painful. This young man went away having experienced the love of Jesus. And he went away sorrowful because he was willing to give this and that and the other. But there was one thing that he was not willing to put on the altar. One sacrifice he was not able to make. And that was his eternal downfall. Because it was that one thing that separated him from God. I think about the Ethiopian that when he was with Philip, when they stopped by the water, remember? And he'd been hearing about the gospel. He said, what doth hinder me to be baptized? In other words, is there anything that's hindering me? Is there one thing that's keeping me from being everything God wants me to be? Is there one thing this morning, from the children, you young people, to we adults, us adults, is there one thing that would enhance our walk with God this year? Is there one thing that maybe, it's not sin, but something in my life, is there something that I know has not been real beneficial for me spiritually? That the Lord would say, there's, for the start of the new year, I want you to be blessed this year. But is there one sacrifice? Is there one thing that in our love for God, that we're willing to say, Lord, maybe I've kept it in my life for years, but today, this year, I am ready and I'm willing. This one thing I'm going to give to you because I am more interested in my relationship with God than I am in anything else. But Lord, it hurts. I don't want to in the flesh. That's the definition of sacrifice. The definition of sacrifice are the things that I want to hold on to. But yet, because we love God, we say, Lord, I'm willing to go and sell everything I have and give to the poor. It may not be money. It may be something else. So often the enemy traps us by causing us to want to hold on to things. Many of you have heard how in days of old they would capture monkeys. I've heard it illustrated with a box. I've also heard it illustrated with coconut shells. But they would take a box and they would put a little hole in the box, very small hole. And it's easier to put your hand through a hole than it is to pull it out, especially if there's something in your hand. So they would take these coconuts or boxes, put a little hole in it, and put nuts inside that box. And some of them would put honey on the nuts. And monkeys would find these, and they would put their hand in the box. And they would get hold of those nuts, and then try to pull their hand out. And when their hand was in a fist, they couldn't pull it out of the hole. Hence, they were captured. If they would have let go of the nuts, they could have pulled their hand back out. The answer to escaping the trap was to let go. Do you know the enemy in our lives, sometimes it's the same thing. He has a snare laid that we get hold of something. We say, I want this. I want this. This is something good that I want. And it tends to be a trap to us. The answer is to let go. And when we let go, we are freed. Do you know this morning there are things that we need to let go of this morning? I said things. Let's bring it Let's simplify it. For many of us, there is a thing that we're holding on to, and it's keeping us tied down in that we're not able to follow the Lord like He wants us to. Is there one thing that we can let go of this morning? One change we can make in our life? One sacrifice that the Lord is calling for? The Scripture says over in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, let us lay aside every weight. Without doing injustice to the Scripture, can we simplify it? Let us lay aside one weight. Let us lay aside one weight that does so easily beset us. In our Christian race this morning, is there anything the Lord has been dealing with you about? Maybe the last month, maybe the last year, maybe the last few years, and you've been struggling and wrestling with it. Is there one weight this morning that we could give to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm going to take this weight off because I want your blessings this year and I want to draw closer to you. And so, Lord, I'm going to make this one sacrifice. You know, if we did that for each other, Lord help us, we might start making lists. You know what I mean? You might have a list for me and I might come up with a list for you. This is about one thing in my own personal life with the Lord. Is there one thing that I can lay aside this year? One thing. One sacrifice. And I know that that is very different for all of us, and told the young people this morning to be aware of their audience and to not give everything. Just because a minister has a lot of scriptures doesn't mean he needs to always read them all either. I'm going to put my notes up. I'm going to speak just a little bit more. This one thing. For some, it might be something that's lawful but hasn't been real expedient. Something that someone can't, maybe everybody else in the congregation is doing it. Say, well, everybody's doing it. But that's not what this is about. This is about something that I know. Is it hindering me? Is this one thing the Lord has talked to me about that I can change to draw closer to the Lord this year? Is there something in my time that maybe I've gotten too encumbered about with the cares of life? And I've gotten so bogged down. Is there one thing I can let go of that I could free up some time to do some things the Lord wants me to do? Is there one weight, just like those wagons on the Oregon Trail that they would get, they were so heavy that times they had to take things off? Is there something in our life this morning that has been hindering us from that real openness in our communion with God? Maybe something we've been doing, somewhere you've been going, something you've been listening to, someone that you've been having communion with, or someone or something in our life that we know it's a hindrance. And we would be better off in our walk with God to let go and sacrifice it to Him. Is there one attitude or one place that we need to let go of some hurts? Just one hurt. Just one thing that maybe has troubled us for a long time that we can say, Lord, this is my sacrifice. Because I want to draw closer to you, Lord. So I'm going to give you that one thing that just keeps kind of coming up. Maybe we call it unforgiveness, or maybe we're still battling it, but it's something we need to let go of so we can escape and draw closer to God. Time, money, attitudes, affections. The young rich ruler went away sorrowfully because Jesus dealt with his affections. It was his money. Where are our affections this morning? Where have we allowed our hearts to go out to the things of the world, things in life? Is there anything that this morning the Lord is saying, if you want to follow me and be perfect, there's one thing. There's one thing, one sacrifice. This morning, the Lord is, He loves all of us. And He has our best interest in mind. And as we start this new year, as we go from here today, I ask you, in the Holy Spirit, is there one sacrifice that you can make for the Lord that would make a difference in your life this year? Is there one thing that we know that the Lord is calling for? He's not giving us a list today. Just one thing, because I want to make heaven my home. So Lord, give me the courage and give me the strength, because if it's a sacrifice, I'm not going to want to do it in the flesh. That's what makes it a sacrifice. Is there one sacrifice that I can, with a heart without blemish, say, Lord, I'm going to place this on the altar for you. If we will do that this morning, you will find the presence and the anointing of God richer in your life, and I'll find it richer in my life. Is there one thing this morning? Is there one sacrifice?